Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Bob and Tom comedy bits? Check. Willie Griswold? Check. Jess Hooker? Check. Jessica Alsman? Check. It's the Bits and Pieces Podcast.
Thank you, Chick. Welcome to Bits and Pieces, the podcast that revisits our favorite Bob and Tom show comedy bits. I'm Willie Griswold. Jason and Jessica's here, and Jess Hooker is back.
Yeah!
Only to be gone again next week.
You're gone again next week?
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, we're probably not going to get Spangle again because he did a terrible job.
I heard.
No, he was great.
He just ate it.
He was real fun. That guy that guy loves Bob and Tom. He knows his Bob and Tom.
You guys, I know that we are all like this cast of people, the employees, we're all Uber fans underneath. Like, mm-hmm. Obviously, that's the premise of this podcast. But Spangle is next level. Kid's next level.
He talks about, yeah, my first week here, I just went into the closet and I was ransacking posters.
Yes.
It was awesome. Well, today we're talking hair bits, which I didn't. It's so funny that we have so many hair bits. It's crazy that we can even draw from this many things. I don't know.
Yeah, but I can see it. I mean, I think that Tom's hair comes up probably 4 to 5 times a week.
Oh, we're not talking rabbit, rabbit, rabbit?
Oh, no, no, no.
Not that
hair,
no.
Not H-A-R-E.
Well, I was getting all into the bunny bits.
Yeah, we have a dozen bunny bits for sure.
I feel like that makes more sense, Jason, though. It's close to Easter.
Bunny bits?
Yeah.
Bunny bits sounds like a stripper. not a stripper. Maybe it's
show
a
show us your peeps.
Yeah, show us your hey, bunny bits. Show up your peeps. Wow. Oh, God, that's perfect.
I don't know if we have many Easter bits. I'll be honest. I mean, I would say we don't, but I don't know if we have enough to carry a show. Even St. Patty's Day, which was yesterday, technically.
Yeah.
We have a couple. But we don't have that many. I mean, maybe Irish things. I don't know.
You know Easter? We don't celebrate the resurrection of Christ on Bob and Tom. I'm shocked.
At least Easter candy.
Oh, that's true.
It's all about the candy with you, isn't it?
Gosh, I'm a little fatty.
Halsey, you're on fire. Damn it, I love it. Well, yeah, we're talking hair bits today. Right now I have, I think, my perfect haircut. This is the one that I like a lot. It's like 2 weeks past the cut. It's grown in.
I'm kind of there, too.
Short on the sides, but not too short. Not the buzz cut. You can still push it back a little bit. How are you guys feeling about your hair right now?
I'm same way. I think I'm 2 weeks out. But I go. How often do you go, Willie?
I go once a month now, just because I work here. Okay. And if I have a zit, Josh brings it up, so I don't want to get too shaggy before my dad calls me.
Man, he hit you hard the other day.
Early 63, McCartney. It was hilarious. It was very funny. Yeah. It was well warranted.
Yeah, I'm about on every 5, maybe 6 week. Haircut guy, and here's what's funny. Here's how well Jess and I. She gave me the look. Jess and I have known each other a long time, and she's gonna know her name. But the gal who does my hair, her name is.
It starts with a P.
Oh, you don't remember?
Hold on, I will. Okay. It's not Peggy. It's not Patty.
Oh my gosh, you're literally dancing around it.
It's not Polly. I know.
Okay, it's two syllables and it starts with a P.
And it starts with a P.
Never mind. Hyper. I can't think of anything.
The part of it was when we had an office together, when she was in there with me, she'd hear me call every 4 or 5 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And you're getting your appointment with Penny?
Penny!
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I don't know. And every, I can look at your hair and know, probably guess what week he is in. in the hair cycle. Yeah.
Well, it was the day after he gets a haircut. I'm like, oh, Jason got the little tiny spikes, the little baby spikes are there.
Yeah.
It's the best
and
part.
You have had that haircut, I'm going to guess, since college.
Since the fetus.
Probably high school. The only difference is probably about, I don't know, 15 plus-ish years ago, I started putting gel in it.
Okay.
Before, I literally was old school hair drying my hair out of the shower.
No way.
Yes.
Love but that. You've got good hair.
And then I eventually go, this is stupid. Why am I don't know. I felt like hair drying my hair as a guy seemed kind of, I don't know.
But you have really great hair. You have like, you have volume, you have thickness.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't let it grow out too much. Willie has some thickness,
well,
though.
Well, thank you, Jay. I was thank you, gentlemen. I was so excited.
I've never grown it out that long.
No.
But I could, but I'm just not that, I don't know.
Well, man, I have been warned, and I am letting it fly while I can. Because I know it's going. Wait, also, it's funny that you noticed Jason's haircut, because the other day, on the famed pimple day, on Friday, when Josh called out my terrible pimple... The first thing I walked in and you go, hey, your hair looks great. I bet you're on your second day after a wash. And I go, I am on my second day. It was perfect. The compliment made me feel incredible. Until
it looked good. It looked great. Just enough dirt and or oil in there to make it like kind of like stick up and give it extra volume. It's like the best.
And it was the first day that I didn't wear a hat. I was wearing a hat to cover the big pimple because I didn't want to worry about it.
How old are you?
27.
That's God, I had horrible adult acne in my late 20s. So good luck with that.
I'm working on it. I get a facial once a month.
That's good.
I have a nice lady that tells me what I should wash my face with.
Good.
Things are getting better.
You know what? Actors on TV, they're all wearing makeup.
Yes.
Sure.
So if you want to throw a little concealer on there just so the redness is gone, there ain't no shame. There ain't no shame. Which you don't even have to do that. It's just to avoid horrible bullies, whether it be in this room or in the World Wide Web.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I forgot about the people bullying me online.
They think they're a part of the show. So they're doing that out of love.
No, I'm not. And the thing, it was very funny. So it absolutely worked. Let's get into hair bits. We don't got to talk about pimples anymore. This is our first bit. It's an all-time classic. Let's get a listen.
The following commercial announcement has been paid for by Curly Johnson Industries.
Have you spent a fortune on expensive hair dyes and rinses trying to regain that youthful appearance you once enjoyed, only to find that the hair on your head no longer matches the unattractive gray hair found in your pubic region? Hey, no one wants to go gray down there. And now you don't have to. Introducing Puberts, the first pubic hair color treatment system. Hi, I'm Chick McGee for Puberts. Puberts, you'll think you've died and gone to heaven.
Honey, I'm running late for work. Have you seen my boxer shorts?
Do I have to do everything? Can't you... Hey, wait a minute. My goodness, Tom. Say, have you lost weight? You look great. Listen, I've got some time to kill. Could you help me remove my big brassiere? I really feel like a massage.
Thanks, Pubert.
Later that same day.
Hey, great racquetball game, Tom. Say, you're looking great. Have you been working out? You know, we're looking for a new vice president of operations. Why don't you stop by my office this afternoon and we'll talk about that promotion.
Thanks, Pubert.
Mother Nature had her way. Now your pubes are going gray. No need to go gray down there. Pubert's is for pubic hair. Pubert's, Pubert's.
My youthful look is back.
Pubert's. Pubert's.
My pubic hair is black.
It's Pubert's. And thanks to our crack research team, Pubert's is now available for the ladies. Girls, how many intimate moments have been spoiled when that special someone notices the cuffs just don't match the collar? With Pubert's easy-to-use match-your-patch color system, you'll be coordinated from top to bottom. So snatch a bottle off the shelf today.
Pubert's, Pubert's.
The guys, they all respond.
Now you don't have to be afraid of dying. A product of Frigamall Industries, Flatbush, New York.
yet another example of a singer with just far too beautiful of a voice to be singing the line she's singing. It sounds like the end of a Broadway production. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Pubert's. I almost just instinctively asked you guys if you dye your pubes, but I'm not going to do that. That would be rude.
It's okay. The answer is no.
Perfect.
Yeah, no. I don't need to. Yeah, just, I don't think so.
I think Chick, and this is not a dyeing point here, a color dyeing, but Chick always says, you know, he likes to keep a clean house down there.
Yeah.
And I thought that was one of the most perfect poetic little phrases that I myself like to use.
Right.
You got to keep a clean house.
Yes.
You talk around the situation. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like the companies that do that, that promote, like Manscaped is a great example. Sure. They say that. But then there's other ones that are just like, get your balls clean. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, they either talk around it or they're just like, come on down to ball shaver.
Right, right. Yeah, there's no in between. And I know Josh has shared. He's been very open about his clean house or...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or, I don't know.
He had the...
He's got waxed floors.
Yeah, yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
that's there correct. You go.
He's got waxed floors.
Just, how can we put that? The bottom floor?
Yes. Yes.
Is that the best way to put it?
I think so. I don't know if he waxes anything else. I know that there's a lot of guys that do, like they do the full nose waxes.
I witnessed Chick get it done in
here. Oh, yeah,
here.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Oh,
and I'm like, there's no way I'm doing that.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, I guess if I were a guy, I'd get it trimmed, but just a heads up, like your hair on your body is there for a reason. Like it's supposed to be there. Like that's a filtration system for allergens in your nose. Yeah, all that.
Knees.
I mean, if
yeah, you
nose.
Gotta get that.
Oh,
knees.
I was gonna
his
say,
I said,
Jason, if you're into waxing your knees, I think that there's a website for you or something. Man, I don't know.
Sneeze and nose, and I made it one
that's
word.
Okay.
That's
backoftheneefreaks.com.
I've texted a friend before. I go, at what age do you start getting gray pubic hair? Because I was just curious, and I can't just ask.
Right. Yeah.
Jay Nasty because she ain't here, so I was like, I don't know what age, because I didn't know. I don't know if it was the light in the room or what was going on. And she goes, I don't know. And I'm like, boo, you won't share.
She was liar.
Yeah, you basically, I'm like, just say you don't know, but could you ask your mom?
I noticed that my downstairs and my eyebrows, a couple of white ones popped up about the same time.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Well, I am so interested from a biological perspective.
Right.
I'm just like, is it because the hair is thinner in those parts?
I don't know. I don't know. But I've always had a couple right here, and it's just, yeah, it's kind of why I started coloring my hair. Hide it a little bit.
Yeah, there's always like that one that sneaks in. You're like, what are you doing in my part line, buddy?
Yeah.
Get
and why
out of here.
Why do they all look like pubes?
They come in coarse.
I'm glad we brought up Penny, the gal who does my hair.
Penny.
And she'll trim my eyebrows. And quite a few years ago, she's trimming them. I'm like, yeah, it's so funny. I noticed a blonde one or two in there. And she's so sweet. Listen, she's so sweet. And she just, long pause, those aren't blonde.
Right.
Like, what do you mean? No, they're blonde. And she's like, and of course, she's real close and I can't see them that well in the mirror.
Right.
So I have literally called out my gray eyebrows.
Perhaps.
On the other side of that story,
yeah.
I had an ex-girlfriend one time who was looking at my face and she goes, I love your mustache. And I go, why? And she goes, because some of the hairs are brown, some of the hairs are blonde, just saying that I was a child. And she goes, and some are just pimples. So now we're back, now we're back to the pimples. She was cool. Hoya Saxon.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty fun. Yeah. Pretty fun.
So, Jess, you did recently get your hair on top of your head.
I did.
Colored.
Yeah, I just wanted to try something different. And, I don't know.
You're generally a brunette.
Yeah, dark hair.
God-given brunette.
Yeah, and the white was coming in quick and fast and heavy. Yeah,
really?
And it was starting to come in behind my ears, and I was like, I'm not ready for this. But I'm also not a fan of, like, hair dye. Like, I just wanted to be natural, and I was like, well, I'm more vain than I am environmentally conscious. So, so I just went with this color. I think it's copper is actually the color.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And Tom tracked me down recently and was like, hey, we need to get an updated headshot with your new hair and everything. I like it. And I said, okay, cool. And it was the day after I told all you guys, I really don't like my hair.
You'll forget about it eventually, right?
Right.
It's like, what if someone cuts bangs? Oh, well,
I know,
we gotta
right?
change this now.
Yeah, my hair changes. I feel like this is going to be changing a lot, so I might just see how long I can hold out.
What if Christy Lee grew out her bangs? Has
Could
anyone
you imagine?
Seen her without her bangs or patented you know.
I don't.
Yeah. No, so there's her very first headshot that's floating around here. She had like that really cool, like layered, like kind of long bob, mm-hmm. like full hair. And it wasn't. So it was like a side bang, like a sweepy bang.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was more like just layers. But her like blunt cut straight bangs, like that's her signature.
Can I ask her, like, hey, when you get out of the shower, will you just like send me a photo of your face?
Yeah.
You know, your hair is always like pulled back wet. And she'll be like, you're weird. I'm like, no, I'm not going to sell it. I swear. I just want to see your head.
Alsman's 2 for 2 on creepy text to people today.
What was my first creepy text?
About the pubic hair.
Oh, yeah.
But to circle back really quick, I think it's so funny that if you change your hair, my dad wants to change the headshot. But I will say that Josh and Chick have both lost a considerable amount of weight, mm-hmm. and he probably wants to make them look fatter on the picture.
He's just waiting.
Hey, BJ, Photoshop him on Shamu, will you? Make him big as you can.
Just widen it from the sides.
Like on Microsoft Word, you drag from the sides.
Sure.
Well, let's get into our next bit. And we have a question for this one. And is this the perfect cologne?
You've seen them at tractor pulls, stock car races, and classic rock concerts. Those guys still sporting haircuts that were popular 20 years ago. You've often wished that you could look that cool. Well, you may never be able to look like them, but that doesn't mean you can't smell like them. New from Bob and Tom Labs, it's the splash-on cologne we call Mullet for Men. Mullet for Men captures all the smells associated with the mullet lifestyle. Propane, pot smoke, gunpowder, deer urine, and just a hint of beef jerky. Dab on a little Mullet for Men, and all the babes will think, wow, I bet he owns his own meth lab.
You live in a trailer, your Camaro's up on blocks, your girlfriend's pregnant again.
She's a stripper.
You have your own meth lab, a Motley Crue tattoo, and you wear Mullet for Men.
The ladies love Mullet for Men cologne. Here's the actual experience of the Bob and Tom Show's Donnie Baker.
Hey, baby, you look good, man. You come here often?
Well, I'm a stripper, and you're in a sleazy strip club. What do you think?
I didn't see a name tag. I thought maybe you were just stretching. Hey, can I borrow your cell phone? Because my pager just went off.
What are you, some kind of loser? Why don't you... Wait a minute. You smell just like my ex-boyfriend. I think I'm in love. Why don't we go into the champagne room and I'll give you a free lap dance?
Right, baby. I swear to God that sounds good. Oh, when you get done tonight, we can stop by my mom's house. I got the whole basement to myself. Hey, do you have any beer money? I'm a little late on the rent. Hey, I bet you meet a lot of guys here. You know anybody who wants to buy a boat?
Here's some cash, darling. Sorry about the singles. Hey, why don't you pick up some motion lotion and some pornos?
Okay, baby, but I don't need to borrow your car, because mine's still in the shop. Oh, why don't you bring along a couple of your stripper friends? I swear to God you should.
Anything you want, stud.
Thanks, man. And thank you, Mullet for Men.
You smoke generic cigarettes, you drink generic beer. Your daughter and her boyfriend just moved in.
She's a stripper, too.
Your pit bull ate your food stamps. Your mother jumped her bear. And you wear Mullet for Men. You wear Mullet for Men.
Mullet for Men. The scent that lets the ladies know, there goes a man who repairs and maintains porta-potties. Mullet for Men, the scent tattooed toothless women can't resist. Mullet for Men, lets the world know you don't have time to shower.
Purchase Mullet for Men today and receive a free Mullet for Men sleeveless t-shirt or a pork sword on board vanity plate. Mullet for Men smells like corn dogs. I swear to God it does, man.
Smells like corn dogs kind of got me a little bit at the end there. My favorite thing, Donnie, in that he says the hey baby. And do you guys remember when my dad is obsessed with Gardner Minshew?
Yes.
Do I remember when Gardner Minshew did that mullet video where he goes, hey baby, want to take a ride on the Mississippi mud? He kind of says hey baby in the same cadence as Donnie Baker.
Yeah, I feel like he had a
channeled some Donnie.
Yeah,
there.
for sure.
Probably in a much more appealing way than Donnie.
Yeah, financially appealing.
Yeah. Did you ever have like a mullet, like the stylish kind of mullet, Jess?
No, but I've been met. You guys, that's what I'm telling you. Like the hair's going to change a couple of times. And the girl mullet, I've got a Pinterest. I got a page, and I'm messing with the girl mullet. I'm not kidding. Like a femme mullet.
Sure. But there's no. I'm thinking. I'm trying.
He kind of squinted at eyes. I squinted
said,
his
sure.
eyes. Kind
of, yeah. Sure. I was trying to think of an example of one, and there's a South African like hip hop group, Die Antwoord yeah. is how it's spelled.
Yeah.
And the girl in that, she kind of has like a weird little like short bangs and long in the back.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going for?
No, mine would be more like soft and wavy, like just kind of, maybe like not necessarily full mullet. I think it would blend a little bit better,
sure.
But it would just be okay. More like 80s, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like lots of layers, probably.
Oh.
More
yeah.
Like that.
It's probably close to what I accidentally had. By the time I met Donnie, I bleached my hair in the summer of 2007, which was so great because my hair, you know, is not blonde. So it basically yeah. fried off.
Oh.
And then I went to a stylist to kind of fix it. I'm like, hey, can you cut the dead out? And she's like, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, you cut this a little short up here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then in the back, it's kind of, yeah. So basically it was almost like a little mullet type
yeah.
thing. It was really weird.
I had a very long mullet, like, and I don't even know if I could say mullet. I could say like a Joan Jett-ish type, you
sure.
know what I mean? Like in 17. So mm-hmm. I'll have to find the picture and post that. But yeah, but no, mullets are a big deal. My Max sported a mullet about a year ago for a while and really pulled it off.
Nice.
But unfortunately, we have that because he still had it during picture day, you guys, this year. So junior picture, full mullet in
That's
the yearbook.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so funny.
My yeah. dad never had a mullet. My brother never did it.
Oh, my
Didn't
dad and my
funny?
Brother did. My dad and my brother did. My dad has naturally curly hair. Like, it was too pretty, actually. His mullet was too pretty.
What do they really? Call it when it's a curly yeah. mullet? Is that curl it? Or
I don't know.
I think there's a term for it.
There might be.
Sounds like a good look. I think I would like to look at that.
Yeah, my dad's was all salt and pepper, too. Like, it was a look.
That's hot.
Yeah, I'm going to find, I'll find pictures. I'll show mullet, our Prosser mullets through the years. We've got a lot.
I love the term when something's so perfect. Mm-hmm. When I first heard, that's a Tennessee waterfall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, man, that says a lot in two words.
That is.
You accomplish a lot. That's efficient words right there.
Yeah, I think I somewhat had one late in college when you kind of were letting, you couldn't afford a haircut as often.
Right.
So you kind of let the back grow and your top doesn't grow as
right.
much. So it kind of turns into one.
Yeah,
so there's a picture probably about 94, 95 where I probably had one.
That's I call that the Seinfeld mullet. Like
oh,
it's
sure.
not really on purpose and it looks okay. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I don't
for
know if
sure.
it looked okay, but. You know.
Well, I mean, I feel like you're our Seinfeld, so yeah.
I kind of am.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've also been called Joel Olstein too.
Oh wow!
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay, I'm not gonna go there, but
I
yeah.
do. I have my picture. I'll show it to you guys.
Okay, good.
The yeah, mullet. Yeah, yeah. I found it's like I lived in like a co-op house, which is similar to a fraternity
mm-hmm.
without
yeah.
the high social fee.
Right.
And so we have what do you call them? I just lost the word.
Like cold dorms or what?
No, just the pictures of all the guys.
Oh,
composite.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Composite. That's
yeah.
exactly it. Composite.
Yeah.
And so I have a picture of that. And
oh, okay.
Yeah, you might get a kick out of
that. Awesome.
Those
ones. I love so, that.
That's yep. great. Yep. I had a few little mullets. My dad used to always want me to get the Jeff Beck mullet.
Oh, yeah.
Get the Jeff Beck. That's a great look. It's a cool
the
look.
Jeff Beck mullet. I don't know what that is.
It's like, he's just Jeff Beck. He's this guitarist that my dad's obsessed with. And he had this kind of signature sort of look. But when you're a chubby kid, you don't pull off the Jeff Beck mullet.
Oh.
You just look like a little weirdo with half a rat tail.
Did it kind of flip a little bit?
Yeah, it kind of flipped in the back
yeah.
a little bit.
I had
oh,
a little more flip.
I remember
yeah.
this, Willie.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
That
I'm
was,
on board. Yeah.
He would literally tell people, give him the Jeff Beck mullet. He would tell that
oh.
to Christine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah,
oh, my
yeah.
goodness.
Give him
yeah.
the Jeff Beck look. That's what he wants.
Oh, my God.
That's
gosh.
What he wants.
And then I'd go to school and everyone called me Betty. That's what
oh.
I a mean high schooler called the middle school kid Betty, and I cried on Chicken Day. On Chicken Day, no less. I know. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Oh, goodness.
Well, we're very fair here at this podcast. We always support equal time, and so now we did the cologne bit, and now we're going to do a Britney Spears-inspired perfume bit.
Oh, he was so sweet. It was our first date, and he went all out. He bought me dinner, he got me drunk, and then I got bald.
Oh, did you ever? It was perfect.
Britney Spears recently shocked the world with her latest fashion statement.
Oh.
A completely shaved head. Now, to commemorate Britney's new look, Bob and Tom Labs is proud to introduce their new perfume. Bald.
B-A-L-D. Bald.
A fragrance for today's unraveling woman. She's kooky. She's crazy. And she's getting bald.
Tomorrow's my girlfriend's birthday, and she'll definitely be getting bald.
What woman wouldn't love to get bald?
My wife and I are celebrating our 30th anniversary soon. I thought she'd be thrilled when I told her she was gonna get bald, but she just rolled over and went back to sleep.
Okay, almost everybody wants to get bald. Be sure to get some today. Just look for the slick box, and you'll know you're getting bald.
B-A-L-D, bald.
B-A-L-D, bald. I never used that expression growing up. To get bald never meant to, you know, consume in cardinal activities, whatever, however you want to say it. So that just means to hook up, to get bald, to have...
Yeah, we used it a lot. Well, I used it a couple times in college, I remember. Like, as a joke, like, I got bald. Like, you don't say she got bald. Like, you, it's a, yeah, it's
only you can possess it.
It's a possession.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, I received it. It is my bald that is now mine.
I've never heard this either.
I never heard either. I have a question that I'm just going to, I'm going to walk around it
Go.
So much.
It's okay.
Is getting bald, does that refer to the activity that we all know, or does that refer to the activity that happens when you finish that activity?
And oh, you might have to say what that activity is. I think
is
I
it
just
the
got
content-
lost.
I'm curious if it's the contents from the bald.
No. It okay. is no, it's just like in how I would think of it was it would be a very exhausting
oh.
event. Like you got bald. Like oh, you got okay. you got hit, flipped, and
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Some raw coverage, basically.
This is an educational show today.
I learned a lot just from that.
Who knew when Britney Spears shaved her head
right.
and inspired this silly little bit
yeah.
that we would have learned a little today?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I'm here to give lessons, guys. That's what I'm here for. Yeah, and it also makes me a little bit sad if you guys have watched the Britney Spears documentary. That's a a bummer.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yes. God. Yeah, it's just...
What's the basis for the bummer? I mean, is it the dad?
The dad sucks.
The dad
I mean, and basically anybody who becomes a pop star basically sells their soul.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
like, no one was there to protect her. Paparazzi could do whatever and her like follow her. And it's mm-hmm. like there was no escape no matter what she did.
Yeah, well, it was, I mean, and it would make you nuts. I can't imagine. Yeah.
A lot of mental health issues.
Yeah.
Sort of to toot our own horn in a really sort of immature way.
Mm-hmm.
That that getting bald, that is not a joke about Britney Spears shaving her head.
No.
It's
right.
just a really silly, inappropriate pun joke. That's all
yes.
we're going
uh-huh.
for there.
And I have no memory of doing that bit at all.
Right. Yeah. You were the first one there.
Yeah, I had
no
idea.
Even she kind of winced.
I know. I was like, yeah.
You blacked that one out?
Yeah, I guess so.
And I think David Crow was in there briefly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was the second. He was the first male voice right after your voice.
Yes, he was. And I just
were just talking about him. Actually.
He wrote a book.
Really? He wrote a book?
Yeah, I just came across it by accident. And I assume it's that David Crow, but I'm gonna have to look into
with
it.
An
it's kind of
e
wild.
On the end. Crow with an E?
Ooh, I don't know. That's a good point. Yeah, I'll have to double check that.
Willa and I were eating lunch earlier, and I just was talking about him.
Yeah.
And I told him years ago, and I think I was probably calling him to get permission for something on an album.
Mm-hmm.
And he answers the phone while on a roof because he was putting on a new roof at his house.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And then I told Jason that if I'm in half a nap, I don't answer the phone. If I'm playing a video game, I don't answer the phone. I'm busy. I'll text me, you maniac. What is this?
So David Crow wrote a children's book.
Oh, okay.
How to Ride an Ostrich.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Which, he has that great ostrich story he put on. Yeah.
Yeah, he has that. He holds a special place in my heart. When I filed for divorce, he was the first person I told.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
We were on the road together, and it just, like, came across, and I was like...
I would have sat here for years figuring out who the first person you told, and it would not have been him.
Yeah, it was him.
That's funny.
It was him. We were on the road, and I actually think he had recently gone through one and was actually a really great support and very kind. So, sure. Yeah. Weird.
David Crow, also bald. So. Look at that. We tied it all together.
Yeah, very good.
This next one is a very dated bit, but it's totally worth it.
Hey, yo, Joey Buttafuoco here. Let me talk to just you guys for a second. Fellas, you already know that you need more than a deep voice and a quick wit to impress the ladies. People always ask me, Joey, how do you attract hot chicks like Amy Fisher? Is it your gold chains? Or maybe that manly scent of your aromatic and intoxicating cologne and splash on? No, I tell them, listen up. I've got two words for you guys. Body hair. That's what turned me into the chick magnet that I am today. And that's why I started the Joey Buttafuoco Body Hair Club for Men. Just watch this genuine simulated demonstration. Hi, darling.
Hey, mister.
Say, sweet cakes, do you like hairy men?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I guess.
Just let me remove my shirt.
Oh, my God. New animal. You are so hairy and so sexy. Can you show me your boat, Joey? I mean, mister?
As you can see, that hot little number nearly juiced her jockeys when she got a load of my hairy body. But, Joey, you're asking. I do not have a hairy body. Exactly. And that's why I started the Joey Buttafuoco Body Hair Club for Men. You want to look like me? It's easy. Would you believe that every inch of my beautiful body hair came out of a can? That's right. This authentic-looking body hair was sprayed on right from this can. It looks great, doesn't it? And the chicks love it.
Ooh, Joey, can I run my fingers through your hairy chest?
Sure, baby, go nuts.
Oh, ooh.
You can only get body hair like this from the Joey Buttafuoco Body Hair Club for Men. This spray on body hair is durable, washable, and oh so sexy.
Oh, Joey, you are so sexy and so hairy. Can I see your ponytail?
Sure, baby.
Oh, Joey.
Me, Tarzan. You, Jane. Toots.
Oh, Joey, the hair on your buttocks is so thick.
Go ahead, baby. Pot it in the middle.
Oh.
The Joey Buttafuoco Body Hair Club for Men. Oh, babe. So if you want a hair, oh, yeah. If you want a hairy back, hairy legs, and a hairy butt, or even a hairy Belafonte, if you know what I mean, check out the Joey Buttafuoco Body Hair Club for Men. Our motto, we'll put hair anywhere. Hey, baby, is that a pubic hair on your coke, or are you just playing with my can?
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, no.
That was two different worlds colliding there.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to say something.
Go.
When he says, if you know what I mean, I don't know what you mean when you say a hairy Belafonte. I'm not exactly sure. There's some context clues there, but I don't know what you mean.
Oh, just the sound effect of parting the hair. Oh. But who is the female, Jason?
Nobody knows. That?
I do.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Pat Carlini.
Yep. Pat Carlini.
Nailed the Jersey girl.
She hit him the gum, sucking her teeth. That whole thing. It was perfect.
Yeah.
Really, yeah, it was fantastic.
Really, really weird.
That was such a weird, you know, when stuff, like, if something like what happened with Joey Buttafuoco and Amy Fisher. And then Joey ended up shooting his wife in the face or something.
Amy Fisher shot his wife.
Yes, I'm sorry. Sorry, yes, the wife. I mean, that if that would have happened, it just would have been a story today. And then we have a different, weirder story tomorrow. But at that time, and I looked when it was, it was 1992. Mm-hmm. It was a huge story for months.
Yeah. It was, I feel like it was reality TV before we had that term.
That's fair.
Like we watched it unfold on the news for days, probably weeks, actually.
And this was just 2 years before OJ. I mean, it was just, that was the early reality
TV. And there was, these people were nobody. They were there was no like fame or talent or like, it was just strictly based on this affair.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
I was a little too young. But I remember when Adam Sandler did it as opera man on SNL. And so I knew the story for the most part.
I had no idea about any of this. And I thought the name, because the name Joey Badafuco is so silly, I thought it was a made-up name.
No, Joey.
But I guess I'm just not very sensitive towards Italian names. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, to your point, Jess, it's almost like it was a prequel to Jersey Shore.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that may have been what pulled us in and made us interested.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, fast forward, 10, 12 years or maybe more? I don't know. I can't remember when Jersey Shore came out.
That's like 2005, maybe.
Oh, okay. 2006, maybe. Okay, yeah. So 15-ish years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, I don't know. Like, that's a mullet. Talk about a mullet.
Oh, yeah.
That dude.
Joey Hill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder what Amy's doing today.
Didn't she do porn? I feel like she probably went to prison. Got released, which, again, you try to murder someone, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
and I guarantee she did porn. I feel like she did porn.
Yeah.
They all do it for attention.
I feel
right?
like he did too, or
Ew.
Tried to.
Hey. Could have, yeah.
You guys, everybody should be able to do porn if they want to do porn.
That's
I
true.
Don't know. I don't want to do it, but.
You do what you want. But, you know, as an Octomom and, you know, all these people that like to just go out and be like, oh, you're still looking at me?
Wouldn't you love.
Let me take off my clothes.
Wouldn't you love to have that job that you're just the agent or the manager that gets people after their 15 minutes of fame? Like, there's that guy. Remember that guy 2 years ago that yelled in a bagel store?
Oh, God.
He was like, you're not my dad. You're not my boss.
Yeah.
Who do you think was the guy that picked up the phone and goes, hey, how's it going? It's Terry Jarrigan, and I want to make you a star.
Right, right. But they do.
You know what happened there for a while? People would get a radio show for a month.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. No joke. Some of these people that got famous, you know, a short-lived moment, they would get radio. They'd get a little radio show.
You guys, I have a horrible confession to make regarding this Joey Badafuco story. So for the longest time, Mary Jo was Joe's wife.
Correct.
Right? Mary Jo. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Wait, I'm sorry. Mary Jo was Joe's wife?
Yeah, yes. Mary Jo is Joe's wife.
Mary Jo
so Mary Jo married Joe. That's what you're telling me?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying.
On the day of her wedding, Mary Jo had to marry Joe. That's what we're saying? Okay, sorry.
That's 100%
true. And became a Badafuco.
And Mary Jo and Joe Badafuco. So I thought, so Amy Fisher, she shot her. Like, she connected, right? Did she shoot her in the face?
It was in the head
and she survived.
I thought it was
crazy.
In the head too. Okay, so stay with me. There was a show, or may still be a show, on PBS called, it's like Sewing with Nancy. And she has blonde hair, and she has, something had happened to her face, or the side of the face. Maybe she had a stroke. I have no idea what happened to this woman. But it is Sewing with Nancy. And it is like an hour show on PBS. I, for the longest time, thought that they gave Mary Jo a show on PBS after this happened. Aww. And that's who that was.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And if you look at them, they're not, I mean, they just both have blonde hair, probably about the same age.
Okay.
Like, that's it.
Okay.
But in my little, like, 10-year-old brain, that's what I had decided.
You mention it to someone else and they go, what the hell are you talking about?
And you guys, I thought this, I mean, up until probably the last 10 years. Like, I was into adulthood and thought that Nancy from the Sewing Show on PBS was also Mary Jo Badafuco.
Oh, sure. Do you ever have that when you're telling someone a story and then you're saying it like it's totally truth,
mm-hmm.
and then halfway through you go, oh, someone told me this when I was 12.
Yeah.
It's a complete lie.
Yeah.
And I've never analyzed it through
no,
all
the
my
Tommy
20s.
Jonigan effect. That is what that is. Yeah. Yes, 100%.
No, I can't wait to see what I'm wrong about as I get older. It's going to be fascinating.
Oh, I can't wait. Your kids are going to be the ones to tell you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
It'll be exciting. I'm going to be so wrong about a lot of things. And honestly, I can't wait to see what I'm wrong about.
Right.
Well, let's get into our next bit. This is a forgotten and insightful masterpiece from our favorite Haywood Banks.
Around the place. planet searching the unknown. I know the secrets of the pyramids and Stonehenge stones. I met the man who fired the grassy knoll gun and the aliens at Area 51. There's only one mystery that I cannot track. There's only one secret that's beyond my grasp. The day I know it is the day I know I'll breathe my last when I find out what's under Bob's hat. Is it a brush cut comb over dorsal fin? A teeny tiny man in black alien? A 3D tattoo of Cuba Gooding? Or no skull at all, just tapioca pudding? Satellites flying through the troposphere can read the label on Osama's underwear. They know when Vladimir Putin pets his pussycat, but they're clueless when it comes to what's under Bob's hand. Is it a rooster comb, third eye, Dairy Queen swirl? A parasitic twin dressed up like a girl? A third nipple fish gill, little monkey paw? A bulb that blinks when Bob goes ha ha ha. At Bob's wedding, when he walked the aisle, he had a beautiful bride and a great big smile. Through the crowd, there rippled a collective gasp. Oh my gosh, look at Bob. He's wearing no hat. Now many were fooled and said his head looked nice, but I knew what to look for and I didn't think twice. I could see Bob's deception with my very own eye. He wore a male pattern baldness prosthetic device. Is it a rhino horn, cone head, blowhole breeze? A wedge of Wisconsin sharp cheddar cheese? A mohawk or possibly the worst of my fears? He's been walking on his hands all of these years. I traveled around the planet searching the unknown. I know the secrets of the pyramids and Stonehenge stones. There is only one mystery that I cannot crack. Won't you tell me, please, what's under Bob's hat? Won't you tell me, please, what's under Bob's hat? Come on, Bob, show me what's under your hat. Come on, let's see it. What? Oh, oh, oh my gosh.
Incredible. What's under Bob's hat? That is such, I remember that super well. I remember when that came out.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember the morning that Bob and Becky got engaged before their wedding. I remember they started off the show and Bob, welcome to the Bob and Tom Show engagement edition. And then they didn't talk about it for a minute. And they're like, why'd you say engagement? And it was like, hey, guess what, you guys?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
It's one of those, it was like, I was eating like a candy bar the other day. And it must have been like the candy bar that I had that morning.
Oh, wow.
My brain was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Engagement edition.
And
yeah.
I actually, we were, it's funny, Willie and I were talking about younger people not wanting to be on the phone. And,
with
scam calls, who knows if they're answer,
mm-hmm.
if anyone will answer. So I called Haywood the other day.
Yeah.
And he actually answered, because I don't know, you know, I have a lot of people's numbers, but I don't know if people have my number.
Right.
Kind of thing.
Right.
And he answered. And
he was on the roof, fixing his roof.
That was David Crow.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
and I just was, I had an inkling what I thought inspired the song, and I just want to make sure, and I was right. It was Bob's wedding when he walked down the aisle without a hat on.
Right, yeah.
And Haywood literally wrote a song. I mean, not at that moment, but that's what inspired it.
Yeah.
It was actually seeing Bob without his hat, which was a rarity.
Oh, yeah. I can.
That might have been the one time I saw him without a hat.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I actually think I saw him without a hat one time by accident. I was an intern at the other station. We were in the back of the building, and they used to do this thing called Microwave Mondays, blah, blah, blah. We'd put crap in microwaves and
that blow it up.
didn't belong in microwaves. So I would do it right outside of the door where Bob would smoke. So Bob would swing open that back door and smoke, and I, being an intern, you know, like half awake at 6 o'clock in the morning and shoving who knows what into them, And I think he took off, like, took off his hat and then ran his hand and then put his hat back on. Mm-hmm. And that was the most I ever saw. Mm-hmm. Pretended like I didn't see it. He was like, yeah. But I, and he was like, college credit, huh?
So cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
You know what's funny at that, too, because when he does the thing at the wedding, and then he doesn't even, he just says that he has some sort of male pattern baldness decoy on his head.
Yeah.
And it's sort of a shot, but if you listen, Bob is laughing so much.
Yeah.
But we talked about it one time. No one ever takes shots at Bob. He's the sort of cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's this invincible character. And Haywood did it in the live version of 18 Wheels on a Big Rig when he goes, Mr. Smart Bob. Mm-hmm. And he does it in this song.
Yeah.
So Haywood's the guy that's so respected that he can take shots at the king kind of thing.
Right. Yeah.
I love that he mentions the little Men in Black alien. I don't know why it makes me so happy. I love those little guys.
Yeah, that's funny.
I love that piece.
Yeah, it's real, real funny. I can't. Bob's probably watching some spring training stuff right now, and I hope he is not listening to us and having fun and enjoying himself.
Did you guys see on his Twitter the other day of him with the drone? Like, it's like in back. It looks like it's in reverse.
Okay.
Because it starts out and it's like on Bob, and then it just kind of like comes out
cool.
and goes away.
I didn't see that.
And it appears, I think he's in Arizona.
Yeah.
And it's look up on his Twitter. It's a really cool video.
Okay. Hell yeah. I'll check that out. I'll do it right now. I'm not going to listen to this next bit. I'm kidding. No, here's our next bit. It's Donnie Baker with another observant take.
It's time for Donnie's mail sack. Let's reach way down into Donnie's sack and find another listener letter. Here's Donnie Baker.
Dear Donnie, I've been unemployed for the last 4 years. Just this week, I finally got hired on at Bunyan's Tool Rental. But what sucks is that it's a sales job, which means I'll need to shave and get my hair cut. It took me 5 years to get it shoulder length like Kid Rock. Do you have any advice on how I can get around it? Signed, Sonny in Menominee. Well, Sonny, I got the same haircut, too, and that does suck. First thing I do, man, is tell your boss they can cut your pay before they ever cut your hair. They can't make you do that, man. It's your First Amendment right anyways. Look it up. Plus, when you're selling tools at Bunyan's, tell them they ain't buying the tools, man. They're buying a piece of you. I mean, how many guys you see working a stump grinder with feathered center part butt-cut hair? Hell, you'll make more by putting it in a ponytail like I do when I'm rotating tires or changing oil. Or just tell your boss you're like 30% Cherokee or something, and it's state law that you have to maintain the tribe's tradition. Sounds like you're in a pinch, though, because you've been out of work so long, man. I mean, 4 years is a long time. That's like a new couch on rent-own. If you do get a cut, man, don't go to some old fart barber shop. They use straight razors, and everybody that walks out of there looks like Forrest Gump anyways. I've been going to this one place called, like, Bullpen Barbers or something. It's like a theme place. They make you sit in a real bullpen like it's a stadium, and you gotta wait for the phone to ring when it's your turn. Plus, the floor's got real brick dust, so you can spit seeds and scratch while you wait. I make you feel like a pro. If you go ask for Tanya, she knows how to take off just enough. Plus, if you have good posture and set up straight, man, there's a good chance you'll get boobs on your back when she works around the ears.
Yeah.
I swear to God you will, man. They can't avoid it when they're heavy-chested. It's the same reason why I had my mom stop cutting my hair a few years ago. I mean, it was free, but it just didn't seem legal. Oh, and don't let Sandy touch your hair, man. It ain't worth it. Sandy, she never takes off enough. You get ripped off when she goes to measure because she's got chubby fingers. Plus, she's always too busy watching Maury Povich, and your hair ends up looking like you went headfirst into a paper shredder anyways. I gotta go.
The views expressed by Donnie's mail sack do not necessarily represent the views and opinions of the Bob and Tom Show. I swear to God they don't.
I'd like to go on record and say that all those opinions are actually my own, too. So, absolutely, those are my opinions.
I never thought about getting ripped off with chubby fingers when doing the trim. It's like, well, I guess there would be more room.
Right, exactly.
Which is funny.
Yeah.
Donnie Baker, the genius.
Yeah, he's... yeah, he's something.
I just keep laughing at heavy-chested. I think that's a funny term.
It's very funny. Do you guys ever get that when y'all get your hair cut? Do you ever get the boobs on the shoulder? Because part of me thinks that is the lady saying, oh, hello.
An invitation?
I like you. I'm going to cut your hair.
It's also give me a big tip.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I never got that. But no one has to get on top of my hair to trim short.
Right.
So. They're usually down at my shoulder. Like, you know, they're not up there. So if you have to get up there, I guess maybe that could happen.
You guys are triggering a bad memory. So you saw my embarrassing photo the other day?
Slim Shady?
Yes.
Please stand up.
Right. So I had a very short pixie, almost like a long buzz at one point, like really, really short. And so I would go to the barber in town and get my hair cut.
You loved that, didn't you?
I did love that. I told you guys. There was a part of me that really wanted to be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And his name was Leonard. And every once in a while, I'd get like a little crotch graze across my hand because my hand was on the barber chair on the side.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if that was on purpose.
You know what? I got my hair cut on Halstead in Chicago, and this big dude did the same thing to me.
Okay.
And part of me was just so self-conscious. I was like, well, thank you, good sir. That is a nice move to make to me. Thank you very much.
It's like acceptance.
I just haven't been touched in a while, desperate. Yeah. No, yeah, because I live right by Boys Town, so that was the closest place.
I had, I think it was before I went to Penny, not to bring Penny up again, but before Penny came around, before I even knew her, I was in between, you know, hairstylist, whatever, and someone in this building said, oh, you ought to go to my gal. She's over here.
Right.
Which was a convenient spot. And I was totally expecting, like, because of who the person was.
Oh, really?
And how excited they were to tell me about, hey, you got to go see whoever.
Right.
Know, Brenda or whatever. I was expecting some of the boobs on the back.
Oh, okay.
But nothing.
But it was just a great haircut.
It was a guy named Carl.
There you go.
It was just a great haircut, yes.
Oh, what a bummer.
It was a little disappointing.
You go in trying to get a nice little elbow boob touch, but instead all you get is a nice hair. You just get what you paid for? What is this? Yeah, and also, it's a very weird, the being between haircut person's phase.
Oh, my God.
I was getting pressure from around here because my dad wanted me to go where he goes, and my mom wanted me to go to her best friend.
Yep.
So I had to. Did you guys ever get that, the haircut pressure from people?
I would want someone to make the decision for me. Where should I go? Okay, I'll go there.
Oh. Right. My best friend since the sixth grade, she's been my tried and true. And there's a couple of times I've gone to Christine. Christine is the official hair person for our show. And I've gone to her a couple times, but since everything started, my friend, she opened up a shop at her house, and it's a one person thing, and I just stayed on my side of town. But being between, the first story I ever heard about, like, where that was an issue was Chick said that every time he got divorced, he had to switch
Yes.
Yes. And I was like, oh, wow. So when we were engaged, I was like, hey, You go wherever you want, buddy. Like, this is my gift to you. There you go.
Get your haircut wherever you want, brother. That's so weird. Well, let's get into our next bit. And this one, honestly, to tell you this, we're not entirely sure that it's legal.
I'll be back in a while, just going for a haircut.
What? You can't be serious, Chick. This will be your third haircut this month.
Gotta keep up the look. You know, the face is the moneymaker.
Yeah, right. Hey, I thought Brenda cut your hair. Are you seeing someone new?
He sure is. He's going to the Happy Ending Hair Salon.
Oh, yeah.
It's new at the Bob and Tom Personal Care Outlet Mall. The Happy Ending Hair Salon, where our customers really do come again and again. And again. And we keep the unnecessary small talk down to a minimum.
You got a nice head of hair, mister. Are you a cop?
No. You remember, I was just here yesterday.
Oh, that's right. You're Mr.
It's Mr. Meow. Now, could I, you know, lie on my back for the finishing rinse?
Well, that's somewhat premature, Mr. Meow. But whenever you're ready.
Unlike other snip and chip salons, here at Happy Ending Hair Salon, we make sure you're completely satisfied with your trim.
Okay, sugar. This is a style that's very popular right now. It's called the high and tight.
Whoa. Wow. Normally all I get is a little off the top. Oh, God. Pace yourself. Pace yourself. Mommy.
There you go.
The Happy Ending Hair Salon, where we take a little off the sides and a lot off your mind.
That was a nice haircut. Now, could you just hold me?
The Happy Ending Hair Salon at the Bob and Tom Personal Care Outlet Mall.
How was your trim?
Huh? How did you know? Oh, the haircut. Yeah. It was great.
Hey, did she put some gel in your hair?
Well, actually, I did.
The Happy Ending Hair Salon. Let us put our hands to work for you.
Gosh, does anybody have something about Mary in their head for some reason?
Exactly. Yeah, right?
Why?
Right.
So this was a confirmed happy ending haircut salon.
Correct. Yeah. Confirmed, nice. Yes.
Why
confirmed.
Does Summer Hinkle always have to be the slutty girl voice? She just realized that. She's the woo girl.
She was our woo girl from last week.
And then she was in the bit earlier as stripper.
The mullet for men as a stripper. Yeah, I know. And I think she even did local spots for
Yes, she did. Dancers.
Did you do them ever?
I did. You did. Oh, my gosh. Someone on Pendleton Pike. It wasn't Dancers. Dancers was the first one I did.
Oh, the strip club? Oh,
wow. My internship, which was exciting. But the one that she did was another one. Yeah.
Willie, you know the name?
I don't remember going there, but I, my friend and I almost got arrested after we went there one night.
I went there for my bachelorette party.
Really?
Yep. There's guys on Fridays. So, yeah, they have guy strippers on Fridays.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Nope. Somebody I went to high school with was stripping.
Oh, wow. That's so weird.
And his stepsister was stripping on the other stage.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God. Family business.
Hey, I was in bio with you. And we were both in gym. I recognize those.
Jeez. Well, But this spot is great because this is where chicks... Is it? Wait, no. Oh, is this chicks?
No, that's I think that's a prostate exam.
There's so many of them. Let's be honest.
That might be his tag.
Yeah.
Is that nice?
He barely did it in this one.
Yeah. But every time I hear it, I'm just giggling.
He does it way worse and more uncomfortable
in other ones. Yeah.
Hey, one week, Jason, because usually Chick does the intros for us. 1 week, can you not tell us and just edit in with Willie Griswold? I think that'd be fun, just to throw everybody off a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, great.
I love that piece, actually.
Such a great chick bit. Mm-hmm. It just kind of shows what he can do comedically.
It is.
With no visuals. It's all audio, and you're making all the pictures in your head.
Uh-huh.
And everything works. Everything delivers.
Yeah, this is one of those bits that he is going to call after he listens and go, I forgot about it, and I hate it, and I'm mad about it, and he's going to get all frustrated and flustered, and he hates that version of him now.
Well, you know what, Chick? If you're listening to this, I can cheer you up, because right now, for our final bit, we have a Sean Morey sighting.
When a moon is hanging out a window, some imbecile is proud of his behind. You've now received way too much info, and the image is burned into your mind. There's nothing grosser than a man with a hairy ass. A man with a hairy ass. A hairy ass. Everybody, a hairy ass. Every chair is nice and cushy when you have a bushy tushy. You can make it look more dapper if you buy a good weed whacker. Doesn't help a girl's libido when you wear a tiny Speedo. A hairy ass. Everybody, a hairy ass. When a girl is lying in a dark room, her brand new lover's naked in her bed, she runs her fingers down his body and lets out a scream that wakes the dead. Her hands are tangled up in his scary, hairy ass. His scary, hairy ass. A hairy ass. Everybody, a hairy ass.
By the band Hair as well, right? Is Aquarius by the band Hair? From the musical Hair?
From the musical Hair by the band Aquarius. No, what?
Who cares? It doesn't matter. I was just trying to make an easy transition. Very funny. Sean Morey. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did a live event here in town, and that might have been late 90s or something, and I think that's what that's from.
Oh, cool.
There's crowd noise.
And it's legit crowd noise, but I think Alan went and recorded it real nice and everything.
That's a great piece of business.
And that is also, if you're a kid...
That is one that you're going to get kicked out of class for singing. Because when you're a kid, that's just dirty enough, but you still get everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't happen. Before you're 12, mm-hmm. there's a lot of dirty humor that you can't be a part of. Yeah. But if you're 12, I mean, that is a hairy ass.
And you're killing.
Get out of here.
Yeah. And everybody thinks that's the funniest thing they ever heard.
It's so
yeah.
funny. Well, yeah. also, when you're a kid, you don't have body hair. So the idea of body hair is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
We should have almost, well, this support ties in with the Botafuco.
I know, right? Exactly.
This is all about hair.
Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It all ties in.
Nice way to be observant there, Olsen.
There are themes to the
okay,
podcast.
So Willie did already say that was the last one, but there is a moment on the show that I think was earlier this week, and this is the first time us doing this, but it fits in just because of how almost shocking this was. And okay. I actually texted with Chick okay. yesterday, how funny. And he had to tell me something. He goes, no, actually, Willie said it first.
Oh, okay.
And then Chick really emphasized it. So what happened is, I'm going to play this. This is from the show. And it's Willie asking his dad a question.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And then I'm just going to kind of let it ride for a bit.
Okay, okay? Let's go.
But I'm going to leave our mics open.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
So anyway.
Can I ask him, Dad? Last night I called him and he sort of sounded, he's starting this new thing. He told me you're so excited you showered last night.
Uh-huh.
Because you're taking too much time in the morning. So how did showering in the nighttime, not in the morning, go for you?
Good. Didn't shower
but
this
wait
morning.
A minute.
Holy cow.
What? What?
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. But if you shower the night before, how do you fix your hair in the morning?
Does it get all smashed down?
Well, what do you do, bitch, Tom? What do you sleep on it, you bald bitch?
That was kind of mean.
It was his son who said you bald.
I was joking. You're piling on.
Oh, my God.
Christy left me high and dry when she yes. goes, that was kind of mean.
Yes.
I couldn't believe it. I thought we were joking. Yeah.
Anytime you can call your dad a bitch.
Well, and I texted Chick.
I mean, as people, just in general, all of us, not well, just you.
And I love that word, and I never call a woman a bitch.
So funny.
Because every woman has a story about a crazy guy calling her that.
Yeah,
but
right.
I relish the opportunity to call a man a bitch.
Oh, that's
oh,
great.
God, please give that me is. That.
So I text Chick. I go ballsy, whatever, bald bitch, hilarious. Yeah. He goes, Willie said it first. And I'm like, I just listened to it. I didn't hear. I had to listen to it three times. And Willie
and
just kind of off Mike says it.
That is funny.
And then that gave Chick the green light.
See, I didn't hear you say it. I was listening. I still didn't hear Willie say it.
Yeah, it's in there.
I leaned back and went, yo, bald bitch. Because I didn't want to yell.
It's
I don't want to yell bitch into the mic.
Right.
Alliterations. But was Tom just laughing and enjoying it? Or is it the, let's move on?
I think he slid right past.
He didn't really. But everyone else was, whoa, that was a little rough.
Yeah, a little rough. Meanwhile, Josh makes fun of my pimple and it's, But as soon as you go for old Tommy, you're done. You're done. Well, thanks for listening. I can't believe I'm saying this. We might have to do another hair episode.
Absolutely.
That was incredible. Like, subscribe, review if you like us. We'll see you next time.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.